I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. What a difference an audience makes for any performer, especially in the age of COVID-19. When Mark Russell Smith, starting his 12th season as music director and conductor for the Quad City Symphony Orchestra, took to the Adler Theater stage on October 3rd for the first time in 7 months, he knew it for sure.
Well, it was moving. I mean, it was really powerful. You know, even before we played a note, you know, the audience greeted us with a standing ovation. Like, I came out, you know, just like normal. The orchestra stood up, and the audience just, like, stood up and clapped for a really long time, you know. I got choked up. Actually, I'm getting choked up thinking about it. I mean, it was like, you know, they were just so grateful. The audience was so grateful that we were doing it, and we, you know, did what we needed to do to be able to do it, you know. And it was, so that was a nice moment. And then, of course, the music making was great also. That was nice. You know, I mean, distance, you know, they're all, you know, all sorts of new challenges that are created. But it was just great to, you know, to hear live music and to be on stage with everybody and to connect with the audience.
As many orchestras nationwide have scrapped part or all of their current seasons in person, opting for digital concerts, the QCSO was a rarity last month. It attracted 250 patrons spread out through the Adler Theater on Saturday, October 3rd, and 150 more on Sunday, October 4th. And the orchestra sold more than 200 digital access tickets, with each serving a household able to see a video of the Saturday performance. A 40-person, socially distanced orchestra performed at the Adler on November 7th, and the recorded performance went online for 30 days. Smith says last month's Beethoven Symphony No. 1 was a similar-size orchestra. Everyone wears a mask, but most wind players and brass players can't wear one while they play, so they're distanced more than the other musicians.
The precautions have been really well thought out. I mean, as far as obviously spacing and ventilation and the mask wearing and stuff. There's just all sorts of protocols involved with, you know, airflow and all that kind of stuff because, yeah, I mean, it is different. You know, all the string players wear masks, but, wind instruments emit, you know, different aerosols and stuff. And so there are just all sorts of rules about that. And it's different for each instrument.
The concerts without intermissions are significantly shorter than a typical concert. The conductor agrees with the decision not to have Quad Cities audiences for the rest of November and December as COVID cases increase. Smith and the musicians understand.
The fact that the numbers have doubled or tripled or whatever, you know, is very disappointing. But, I mean, it's the responsible thing to do. I absolutely agree with the decision. We'd rather play for audiences. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And we showed, I think, that certainly with the first concert and with Riverfront Pops, that, you know, we were able to do it responsibly and there were no incidents. I mean, everything turned out really well because of the protocols we took, but now it's a different situation than it was a month ago, you know? And so I think we have no choice, and it is an incredible bummer that we can't have live audiences, but I'm really glad we can, you know, give the virtual concert that we can give.
Digital access to the concerts for 30 days also expands the number of people who can see the QCSO. Smith says everyone is being flexible, which is necessary. Performing in an empty hall is certainly different.
I mean, of course, we connect with the audience and we feel their electricity. And you know, when everybody's holding their collective breath, that's a magical thing. But now, just knowing that now the focus is a little bit different. It's on, you know, maybe, I don't know. I mean, the focus is always on each other, but it's also to the audience, too. But I mean, now it's just a different vibe in a way. And I don't think it's going to be more relaxed. I think, you know, I think we'll kind of, I wouldn't say put pressure on ourselves, but we will, you know, expect the best of ourselves, you know, because we're playing. And now we have to communicate that, you know, not just, you know, through vibrations that hit the eardrum, but now it's through, you know, electronic means and visual means.
And he thinks it's more challenging for the players to be farther apart from each other, but it works.
But people, you know, adjusted, you know, remarkably well. It was amazing. And it just presents different challenges. And for me, too. I mean, my God, the basses are like 10 miles away, you know. So, I think those are the trumpets over there. I think I see, you know, they're like so far away. But, you know, that's the way it is. And people do adjust. And I have to adjust and all the musicians have to adjust. But, you know, we're all really great musicians. And so it's not without its challenges, but it's certainly not untenable.
For digital access to the concerts, call the Quad City Symphony Orchestra at 563-322-7276 or visit qcso.org. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.